This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. McDonald's has problems opening in many European countries. Where the USA has 44 Mickey D's for every 1 million people, Greece only has 2, Italy 9, Netherlands 15, Germany 18, UK 20, and France 22. 48% of Americans aged 18 to 30 have zero in retirement savings and no access to a traditional pension. Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, means that when it is noon in Greenwich, England, it will be noon everywhere. Aviation already uses UTC, called Zulu Time, in order to prevent collisions. Many techies also use it. In 2024, there will be about 56 million 55-plus households, accounting for nearly 45% of all households in the country. In 2011, only 30% of American evangelicals believed that an immoral person could make a good ethical leader. In the age of Donald Trump, 72% of evangelicals now believe that that is possible. The so-called fog index developed by the U.S. Navy, called the Flesch-Kincaid test and the McLaughlin simple measure of gobbledygook, measure the complexity of language. Wells Fargo is paying another $50 million to settle a lawsuit that the bank overcharged hundreds of homeowners for appraisals ordered after the homeowners defaulted on their mortgage loans. In a last-minute move, the FBI, right before the election, indicated that it found no evidence in recent batches of email retrievals that indicated any basis for criminal charges. In the last 2 years, at least 6 states have extended their statutes of limitation on sexual assaults, and activists are seeking similar changes in 3 other states. The number of full-time daily journalists, numbering 33,000 in the 2015 census, is on the way to being what it was, half of what it was in 2005. Igniting more controversy, the president of Honduras indicates he's going to stand for re-election, even though he is barred from a second term by the Constitution and Honduran court decisions. Helsinki, Finland is experimenting with a self-driving 12-passenger bus that would run on fixed routes in a project funded by the European Union. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.